Thanks, Brenna. Good afternoon. The title of my presentation today is Bottle Feeding Practice During Early Infancy Associated with Maternal Feeding Styles and Children's Eating Behavior at 6 years old. Sorry. We have no relationships to disclose for this study because this is a secondary analysis for the IFPS2 and the follow-up study. In the U.S., the prevalence of overweight among young children has doubled since 1970s. There's a new study which indicates there's no significant increase since 1999, from 1999 to 2010, but the prevalence of childhood obesity still remains very high, about 12.1% among 2 to 5 years old. A systematic review conducted by the AHRQ has documented the importance of breastfeeding in obesity risk reduction. Probably many of you have seen that, which was published in 2007. Specifically, the risk of obesity was reduced by 4% for each month of breastfeeding and also by 6% for each month of exclusive breastfeeding. The potential mechanism behind breastfeeding and childhood obesity are not very clear. Most previous studies have focused on the biological mechanism related to the unique properties of breast milk. For example, the leptin and the adiponectin that can regulate appetite and energy metabolism. So a lot of studies have focused on that. More recently, the scientists have been also exploring the behavior mechanisms related to the feeding mode, that is how the milk is delivered to the babies, either feeding them at the breast or delivered the milk by the bottles. So in comparison to bottle feeding, the mothers who breastfed may develop a feeding style that is less controlling, and also children who are fed directly at the breast might develop children's eating behaviors that is more self-regulation of their food intake. So to test the hypothesis related to the behavior mechanisms, this study has two specific purposes. The first is to assess the relationship between bottle feeding practices during early infancy and the maternal feeding style at 6 years old related to the maternal controlling behaviors. The second purpose is to assess the relationships between bottle feeding practice during early infancy and the children's eating behaviors at 6 years old related to the children's self-regulation. The data source for this study is by linking data from Infant Feeding Practice Studies 2, or IIPS2, to its year 6 follow-up study. We call it Y6FU. Probably many of you have already know or used IIPS2 because this is also a public in the public domain. The data set is in public domain. So in brief, the IIPS2 is a national study on infant feeding practice. About 4,900 pregnant women were recruited from a consumer meal panel, more than 500,000 households. The data were collected between May 2005 and June 2007. A 10 male questionnaires were surveyed and completed by mothers almost monthly throughout the first year of their infant's life. The Y6FU is a cross-sectional survey to follow up children who participated at IPS2. The data were collected between March and June 2012. It is also a male survey, just like IPS2, but for those who didn't return the male questionnaires, a telephone interview was also attempted. Just a little quick update for the Y6FU. We are planning to publish a pediatric supplement next year. So this supplement will include a method paper which describes the study design, comparing the respondent versus non-respondent to the Y6FU, comparing this study with the National Service of Children's Health. So for those of you who are interested, because this data set will also be released to the public hopefully next year, early next year. So you can keep an eye on that and on the CDC website, ips2.cdc.gov. and to see the data when the data is released, and so you can require the data and analyze for your own research purpose. The inclusion criteria for IIPS to mothers has to be at least 18 years of age when they are recruited, and they are the babies, so they are all singleton infants. Mothers and infants are healthy at birth. So for example, the birth weight needs to be at least 5 pounds, and the gestational age needs to be at least 35 weeks. And the infants have also no long-term medical conditions that would affect the feeding. The inclusion criteria for the Y6FU are mothers completed both prenatal and the neonatal service of IIPS2, and also children were not disqualified from IIPS2 during infancy. So this is a sample flow chart for the follow-up study. Among 3,033 children who participated both prenatal and neonatal survey, 75 were disqualified for the follow-up study because they have a long-term medical conditions that would affect feeding. So among 2,958 children who met follow-up criteria, 1,416 were lost to the follow-up studies 6 years after, either due to the problems of reaching them by mail or by phone, or a small number of mothers' refusal to participate in the follow-up study. So a total of 1,542 children completed the follow-up study, giving us a response rate 52%. This study, the outcome of this particular study includes 4 measures of maternal feeding styles at 6 years old related to the maternal controlling behaviors. They are all adapted from Leon Burgess child feeding questionnaires that are previously validated. So at Y6FU, a mother was asked to report or rate how often do you encourage your 6 years old to eat all of the food on his or her plate. I'm especially careful to make sure my child eats enough. I make sure my child doesn't eat too many sweets or junk foods. If I didn't guide, my child would eat too much of his or her favorite foods. So the first two items are related to the maternal pressure to eat, and whereas the last two items are related to the maternal food restriction. All the response options to these 4 items are on a 5-point Likert scale, so which we further dichotomized with 4 and 5 equal to yes, indicating a more controlling behaviors, either by mothers pressure their child to eat or restricting their favorite food intake. The outcome of this study also includes 4 measures of children's eating behaviors at 6 years old related to the children's self-regulation. So they are also adapted from Swaddle's children's eating behavior questionnaires that are previously validated. At Y6FU, mothers were asked to report and rate how often does your 6 years old eat all the food on his or her plate. My child will lose appetite for dinner if he or she has had a snack just before. My child is always asking for food. If allowed to, my child would eat too much. The first two items are related to the satiety responsiveness, whereas the last two items are related to children's food responsiveness. It's similar to the other maternal feeding style questions. The response options are also on a 5-point Likert scale. And so with 4 and 5 equal to yes, indicating always or agree with the item surveyed. Since there are no really standard measures for children's self-regulation, so we considered either the low satiety response or high food responsiveness as an indication of poor self-regulation. The main exposure variables of this study include 3 measures of bottle feeding practice during early infancy. This slide shows how the bottle feeding intensity during early infancy was estimated. At each postpartum survey, mother was asked to report the frequency of feeding each milk categories, including A, the breast milk directly from breast, B, pumped breast milk, C, formula, D, other milks. So based on this information, we calculate bottle feeding intensity as the percentage of milk feed given by bottle. and then average over the first 6 months. So in mathematical terms, the bottle feeding intensity, it refers to B plus C plus D divided by A plus B plus C plus D. So very simple mathematical equation. The other two main exposures are bottle empty, either encouraged by mothers or bottle empty led by infants. At each post-neonatal survey, mother was asked to report how often is your baby encouraged to finish a bottle if he or she stops drinking before the formula is all gone? And how often is your baby encouraged to finish a cup or bottle if he or she stops drinking before the pumped breast milk is all gone? How often does your baby drink off his or her bottle of formula? How often does your baby drink off his or her cup or bottle of pumped milk? Because this study is to test the behavioral difference influenced by the feeding mode, regardless of the milk contents in the bottle, so we combine the first two items to create the first exposure variable, bottle feeding encouraged by mothers, so dichotomized as often or rarely. And whereas the last two items were combined to create the variables bottle empty light by infants. The covariates from IPS2 included in these studies, including the maternal age, marital status, parity, maternal education, percent of federal poverty index, weak participation, race ethnicity, pre-pregnancy BMI, infant sex, birth weight, gestational age when solid food was first reported, age at first introducing milk bottle, because we think this is also correlated with either the exposure and outcome, so we also include it as covariates. Using the chi-square test, we compared frequency of maternal feeding styles and the children's eating behaviors at 6 years old by bottle feeding practice during early infancy. Using multiple logistic regression, we examined association of maternal feeding style with each bottle feeding practice during early infancy. We entered three measures of bottle feeding practice simultaneously into the model to control for each other effect as well as the other covariates. Similarly, we examined association of children's eating behavior with each bottle feeding practice during early infancy after simultaneously enter the three measures of bottle feeding practice during early infancy into the model to control for each other's effect and other covariates. On average, 24% of mothers at a follow-up study indicate that they reported that they often encourage the child eat off the food on the plate. This is a bivariate analysis. You can see the percentage was much higher if the bottle feeding intensity was high, and also mothers often encourage baby to finish a bottle of milk during early infancy, or infants often finish a bottle of milk during early infancy. On average, 33% of mothers reported that they are especially careful to make sure the child eats enough at 6 years old. The percentage was also much higher if the bottle feeding intensity was high. Mother often encouraged baby to finish the bottle of milk, or infants often finished the bottle of milk during early infancy. On average, 5.6% of mothers reported that their children often or always eat all the food on his or her plate at 6 years old. The percentage was also similarly consistently higher if the bottle feeding intensity was high. Mother often encouraged their baby to finish a bottle of milk, or infants often finished a bottle of milk during early infancy. The multiple logistic regression analysis indicates that mothers often encouraging the child eat off the food on the plate was significantly associated with bottle empty encouraged by mothers. The adjusted odds was more than doubled if mothers often encourage their baby to finish a bottle of milk during early infancy. The multiple logistic regression analysis also indicates that mothers being especially careful to make sure their child eat enough was significantly associated with both bottle feeding intensity and the bottle empty encouraged by mothers. And the adjusted odds was 73% higher if a bottle feeding intensity was high, or 62% higher if mothers often encouraged their baby to finish the bottle milk during early infancy. And we didn't find any significant association with maternal food restrictions in other measures. With regards to children's eating behaviors, we found one significant association. So children whose mothers often encouraged them to finish the bottle of milk during early infancy was about twice more likely to always eat all the food on his or her plate at 6 years old. So in conclusion, mothers who fed their baby with high bottle feeding intensity or often encouraged them to empty the bottle of milk during early infancy were more likely to pressure their child to eat at 6 years old. Children whose mothers often encouraged them to finish the bottle of milk during early infancy were more likely to display low satiety responsiveness at 6 years old. So you may ask, why do bottle feeding mothers may develop a feeding style that is more pressuring their child to eat? We know in practice the bottle feeding is mostly led by the caregivers, mothers who can prepare the milk in the bottle with specific amount of milk. They can also visualize the amount of milk left in the bottle. So this might urge them to finish the bottle empty or overfeeding their babies. And it is reasonable to think that a more controlling behaviors developed during early infancy might continue later in their life. So why do bottle feeding limit children's self-regulation? As previous slide shows that the tendency of overfeeding by bottle feeding mothers may lead to a children's low response to internal feeding cues. It has been also demonstrated like the different suckling patterns between feeding directly at the breast and the feeding by the bottles. For example, the breastfed infants, they don't really experience this transit from non-nutritive suckling to nutritively suckling as breastfed babies do. So this may make them like miss frequent learning opportunities to develop their innate abilities of self-regulation. This is just purely hypothesized. And also, no variation in the bottle may imply there is no signal for the baby to adjust their suckling. For example, we know that at the end of each breastfeeding episode, the fat content is much higher than the beginning. And so that might serve as a physiological signal for babies to stop suckling. So the bottle feeding, there's no variation. The baby don't receive any signals for them to adjust their suckling. So we can also speculate that self-regulation may continue later in life. So based on this study, we proposed the following public health recommendation. Feeding directly at breast needs to be the first feeding choice for babies. When breastfeeding is not feasible, special attentions are needed for infants' internal feeding cues while bottle feeding. Obesity prevention must start as early as possible. I will skip the next slides, but I want to thank my co-investigators, Kelly Scallon, Ashley May, Chelsea Rose, and Leon Birch for this study. They are related. So we separate questions. If you see the wording, one is like we ask mothers like whether they encourage, because the questions may not be answered by mothers, can be also answered by caregivers. Mm-hmm. So we ask like, do you encourage the baby to finish the bottle empty? And so So it's kind of like a subjective. I don't think they can really distinguish it, but it's like the other question is like, how often do you baby finish the bottle themselves? So it's kind of like related, but still different.
You have control against each other.
There are two different variables. So we enter the model simultaneously, so we control each other.
I'm just wondering if you didn't, if you recognize that, you know, the person reporting as a baby empties the model.
We did both. And so the one model is like we try to separate. So when we look at the maternal feeding styles, we only control for the mothers, for the bottle empty encouraged by mothers. And for the children's eating behaviors, it will only control for the bottle empty led by infants. And then we also try to put all the three measures of bottle feeding practice during early visit into the model, but we don't see really a difference in our results findings. So we end up like reporting the one with complete model.
Well,
I'll
hold on to that. But thank you so much.
I did. We found this.